Have the best kids in the world. These rock kids, I tell you. That was a wonderful presentation, kids, of the Christmas story. I am very, very proud of you kids. And you know why we have the best kids at the Rock? Because we have the best parents at the Rock. And the best grandparents, thank you all for coming out this evening. My name is Mark, and I'm the pastor here. And I just have a very brief, and I mean very brief, Christmas message that I'd like to share with you tonight. It's entitled, Imagine a Gift. There was one verse that's been going through my mind all week long as I pondered this evening. And it's the phrase in 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Paul writes this one sentence, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. I want you to go back with me. A lot of you here are my age. Most of you are younger. And do you remember what it was like a couple nights before Christmas, then the night before Christmas? And you'd be laying in your bed. At least I would. I'm a very imaginative person. And I couldn't sleep. My legs would be shaking, and I was kind of all electric all over, and I was kind of trying to imagine what was under the Christmas tree for me the next morning. But year after year, there was one thing I wanted. I dreamed about it all the time. You know what that was? A horse. I really wanted a horse. Badly. Of course, I knew a horse wouldn't fit under the tree, but I had hopes and I had dreams. I never got a horse. Eventually, I got a leather fringe jacket, and that was a big deal. And I wore it for years and years until my new bride told me my hippie days were over, and she took it to a secondhand store. But as I've gotten older, the things that I dream about and imagine are quite a bit different than when I was a younger person. And as I tried to think in myself, Lord, how can I help people understand the gift of Christmas? I thought of this, and I want you to imagine with me for a moment. At Sunday morning, you open a Christmas present, and inside you find a gift card to pay for your full retirement living in the most beautiful place in the world. All of it's paid for as long as you live throughout eternity. Imagine there's another gift card guaranteeing every body part that you possess will be replaced with a part that will never wear out, never get sick or tired, and will last for all eternity. Imagine another gift card that gives you exclusive access to God anytime, anywhere, any place, to talk with him about anything, to share anything with him. Someone who will carry all of your burdens, all of your worries, and you can ask him for anything you truly need, and he promises to answer and provide for what you need. Imagine a gift card marked all debts paid that guarantees that all the moral debts you owe, all the sins, all the mistakes that you've ever committed over the course of your life are completely forgiven, paid in full, signed by God. Imagine a gift card that gives you all the guidance and the wisdom you need for the rest of your life, with a path marked out for you to follow. And all the significant aspects of your life helps to ensure your well-being and your success in the most important areas of your life. Imagine a gift card that gives you a brand new fresh start to life and hope and all the circumstances for your future. Imagine a gift card that gives you the very presence of God walking with you through every situation, every difficulty, every single moment of every single day, providing you all the strength you need for the rest of your life. Imagine a gift card that gives you peace in every situation, joy beyond your circumstances, and assurance that every single difficult thing in your life will turn out for good. What would you pay for such a gift? 41 years ago in my life, 41 years ago, I came to accept that gift, God's gift, through Jesus Christ. When I was a little child, like these children, I stood on stages in California singing little Christmas songs. They had no meaning to me. They were a story. But I never experienced the story until after hitchhiking around the United States at 19 years of age, God began to work in my life. And it was just before Christmas of 1975. Actually, 75, just before 76. And I'll never forget standing in the back of that auditorium, and I had just given my life to Christ. I had asked Christ to come into my life, and I accepted that gift. And tears began to stream down my eyes as we sang songs that I had been singing in choirs, all throughout high school, state competitions. As a little child, they had no meaning to me, and all of a sudden, they were real, they were personal. I began to grasp what God had done for me. Now, I'm not a kid anymore. I've lived 41 years of my life, raised four children, seen them married, have 11 grandchildren. I have seen the difficulties and the troubles and the trials of life, and everything I wrote in this sheet of paper has all been true in my life. Things that came into my life that I thought would just crush us, we would be crushed under the weight of the emotional trauma. And I found the reality of that old hymn, "What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer." That is not a song to me. For now, at 60 years of age, I have prayer walked 31,000 miles, an hour every day, talking to God who is real in my life and wants to be real in yours. I have experienced firsthand the power of God working things that I thought were so bad, and at the time they were just bad. And every single one of them, thus far in my life, he's brought me through to the other side, and now I have a different perspective. Times in my life that I thought, my gosh, Lord, this one is going to ruin us. How will I make it through this? Not only as an individual, as a father or a husband, but as a pastor. I have watched God through the years change thousands of people's lives. There's a couple that came here tonight. They're very precious to me. I haven't seen them in a while. And shortly after I started The Rock, almost 17 and a half years ago, they weren't together at the time. She was going to our Evergreen churches, which I had started with a close friend, Brent. And I had started The Rock, and he was coming there. And they began to talk to each other. You got to come hear this guy. You got to come hear what they're sharing. And eventually, they both came to Christ, and I got to perform the remarriage after they'd been divorced. And I watched God change thousands of people's lives through this Christmas story. God loves you. You matter to God. You matter to God. When I see these children up here, I love children. Who doesn't? We all love, but I love children. I just cannot imagine God the Father bringing his son into the world and then raising him so that he could die for my sins and give me eternal life. Everything I read here tonight is true. I had to fill out, I won't tell you where, because then you might go and pretend you're me. Online, you know, you have to answer these questions on these certain websites where you're going to buy stuff. And one of the things, the questions they asked me, it's so that I can actually log in, was, where would you like to live? You know what I said? Heaven. Heaven. I'm going. And we'll be there forever and ever and ever with a brand new body, and the parts won't wear out. And all the food and all the benefits of being there forever and ever and ever are free. They're a free gift. I didn't make any of this up. It's all right in the scripture. But I tried tonight to put it in a way that you could understand. Because one day we will retire. One day this life will be over. In the meantime, throughout this life, I have discovered, as I've read my Bible every day, the incredible wisdom. My gosh, God has helped me with my marriage. I'm soon to be 40 years married. I look back at that young man at 19. He could have never sustained a marriage without the wisdom and the counsel of God. Or the personal indwelling Holy Spirit who walks with us and empowers us and changes us and transforms us. I am not a nice man without God. I'm a very self-destructive individual. I have a temper that just goes from 0 to 100 in a matter of seconds. And were it not for God in my life, I would not have stayed married more than 5 years. It wouldn't have lasted. I owe Christ everything. Whether you realize it or not, we all do. He made you. He's the creator of the world. Jesus is God, and he made you, and he brought you into this world with one purpose, so that he could introduce himself to you, so that he could give you life, life now and life for eternity, so that he could transform your life. And I'm going to ask you right now, do you just bow your head with me this evening? And we're going to close in prayer. And I'd like to invite you downstairs afterwards. We got wonderful refreshments down there. I'd love to meet you. But I want to give you the opportunity this evening to say yes to God. The Bible tells us in John 3:16 that God loved this world so much that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him, puts their faith in him, would never die but have everlasting life. They would never spiritually die. The Bible promises that any who receive this gift, God's son, you become a child of God. We are not all children of God. You may misunderstand this. We are all God's creation, but you must choose to become a son, a daughter of God by embracing his son, his gift. And to all you do, while I'm closing in prayer tonight, you can pray silently in your heart, Lord Jesus, come into my life. I recognize that I've sinned. I recognize I need you. I want this life that Mark's talking about. I want your strength in my life. I need your forgiveness. I need your grace. And I want to know for sure that someday when my time is over, I will spend eternity where Mark was talking about tonight, heaven. Jesus told his disciples, don't let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many, many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. And I'm going away and prepare a place for you, and I'm going to come back. Do not be troubled. I give you peace. I give you peace. So you just pray, Lord Jesus, come into my life tonight. Forgive me. I accept your son, your gift, Jesus Christ, as my Savior. Heavenly Father, I just thank you tonight for all these people. Every single one, Lord, is so precious. Every single one matters to you. It does not matter, just like that thief on the cross who turned to Jesus and said, today, remember me when you come to your kingdom. And Jesus turned to him and said, today you will be with me in paradise. You forgive anything. There is nothing too great, too horrific, too awful, that you simply refuse to forgive. And I pray, Heavenly Father, that you would help each and every person here this evening embrace you as their Savior and come to know you as I have come to know you. I thank you, Lord, tonight for these precious kids. I thank you for the parents that are here tonight and the grandparents and aunts and uncles and friends. I pray that you give them a very special Christmas weekend. Bless their time together, Lord, and reveal yourself to them in great and powerful ways throughout the rest of the days of their life, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.